In this expression, in Chumo, starts off, Vichli Chumo, that Moshe Rabbeinu is Baiso, to give Chumo in order to build a Mishkan. Basically, to give Tzaka to build a Binyan Kaddish. So, how exactly to give Tzaka? So, it's brought down a piece from Kabbalah, that when you give Tzaka, first you should give it with your right hand. And even if you're, let's say, you're lefty, so Chaim Shmanevsky writes in the Echemuno, Amanus Nim Perek Zayin, on his Kuntras, of Ita Yad, after you set the tefillin, that even a lefty, since Al Pi Kabbalah, should still give with the right hand. And will give tzedakah with the right hand. Another way to give tzedakah, another Indian how to give tzedakah, is brought down, they should give tzedakah, Mu'uma, standing up, when a person standing. There's a Mishabru and a Magen Avraham in Simon, Nun Aleph, in Aruch Chaim, that says that when you daven, and you're saying by Yevorach David, that brings down the minhag of Arizal, we say Ba'atim, Moshe Bakol, we say the words of the Shabbat, who rules over everything, you should give tzedakah, and over there, standing up. So, chuv it is a right to say you have to give tzedakah standing up, because anyway, by Yevorach David, as Ramah, you stand up by that itself until you say, Atahu Hashem Elokim, so you're standing anyway. And however, in the Rizal itself, or the Kol Kisrei Rizal over there in the Pi Etz Chaim, he says that any time you give stock, the Lav Dafka by Yevorach David, any time you give stock, you should give it standing up. That's how the Kavach Chaim and Simon and Aleph brings down over in Aruch Chaim, when you give stock, you should be standing up. That's how the Poskim there, Amunda, Chaim Kanevsky, the Yad Elio, the Shabbat Chochma, or you can have a Poskim bring down, they will give stock, you should give it standing up.
Giving it to
Amir,
even to
Shlech. So in Taka Sholem, even when you carry the mitzvah, it says even to give to shliach and give to anyone, when you carry the mitzvah, you give it standing up. Standing up. There are different reasons. Maybe telling the reasons. Different reasons. One reason is that the Pi Etz Chaim brings down the Chaim Mital, the Talmud, the Rizal says that since it's giving tzedakah is a mitzvah asay, anytime you do a mitzvah asay, it's really to stand up. So therefore, it should not make a difference whether it's a shliach, whether it's giving to the ani itself. It's really to stand up. Another reason it's brought down is that the Gemara Basan, the Afidah Manalev, that says when you give a pruta to an ani, you search the Mekabal Pnei Hashchino. Well, the lesson of the Pi Etz Chaim, Chaim Vital, is that as if the ani himself, he is the Shechino. Therefore, when the Shechino comes, you're supposed to stand up for the Shechino, like Yesh Levanu, we stand up for Yesh Levanu, for Mekabal Pnei Gosh Baruch Hu. So Mekabal the Shechino, you should stand up. A third reason why to stand up, which is Negea sometimes, it was brought down in Yerdeya, Simon Reish involved in the Pesach Shuva, in the Yad Leo, Simon and Dalet. Shekosev, the Tzorch, Lamoid, Bifnei, Agrivet, Tztaka. A person has a chiv to stand up in front of someone collecting Tztaka. Veshah, Shehoilach, Begrivet, Me'ish, Le'ish. Kamoi, Mekpnei, Kol Oysa, Mitzvah. Just like a person has to stand up before anyone does a mitzvah, you have a chiv to stand up in front of a person who's collecting Tztaka. He adds off that stop if someone's not Mekabel Schar, meaning that means not an ani or someone's getting money out of it. But someone who's going around collecting stock, there's a chiv to stand up for him. Because anyone who's asking the mitzvah, you have to stand up. What does that mean and what's the getter? So, to explain it, we'll start with the Gemara Ksubis and Afyad Zayin. The Gemara says, according to another Indian, we'll explain it. The Gemara says, Tana Abonim, Mavalim, Tamatoyo, Loitzea, Meis. You Mavata Toyo to Edom Lava, Meis, Ulachnos, Kalo, to bring it in a Kalo. The Gemara says, "Med v'amurim." What is that talking about? Because you're in imay called tzarkoy. After yesh imay called tzarkoy, ain't mevatlin. The law is you mevatl tamatoyo seifa kala seifa meis when it does not have its needs. It's tzarkim. When it has its tzarkim, you're not mevatl. What is that? Kama called tzarkoy. How much is that? So the Gemara is to be truthful. The Gemara's last teretz shvalok v'shulchan aruch the Yamah brings down. Rav Sheshes, Yisaim Rav Yechon, Amar mitilosay kinesinosay. Man is sinosay b'shishem iboy. After tilosay b'shishem iboy. That just like when we see the Torah, there's 600,000 people. Who are doing when someone passed away? It also has to be a shishim riboy. And therefore, when you go to Malava Meis, there should be shishim riboy people over there. Some declare Shaila, what's shishim riboy? By Ma'an Torah, there were 600,000 people besides Noshim and besides children. Over here, when it says shishim riboy by Levi, does it mean besides Noshim and Ketanim? So, Devei Seifim. In Simon Shin Samachalov, in the Emek Dover, he says he has two reasons to say it means without Noshim. One is that the Gemara's first two Tirotsim says he's supposed to have 12,000 Gvarim men. That means if third Teretz comes, he's moistive upon that. That means it sounds like Dafka men. What he says, like Ma'an Torah is Mamash 600,000 people of men. Therefore, Hudin 600,000 people means Dafka men and not women and Hudin children, even though he's Mesopic. merely just to ask upon him. There's a halacha on Shabbos that you're supposed to have shishim riboy to make your shushu rabim l'kuli alma. But on in Simon Shimon, hey, l'kuli alma, if you have shishim riboy, then it's shushu rabim. In fact, Tosfos in Erevim Davov, the Meisel, there were Noshim and Ketaf, there's about 3 million people in the Midbar. It was more than 600,000. So, and for Tosfos, the Meisel, the Torah says before 600,000, that's the number that we work with. The Mishabruah brings down this Tosfos Lalach and Simon Shimon, hey, it's 600,000. Why? Because that's the cost of a Torah. And that's the cost of a Torah. Then, who didn't buy a Malava Meis? Shishim Riboy means even Noshim and even Tanim, before the Nichol and the Shishim Riboy, just like the Nichol and Shabbos. The Gemara goes on right to finish off. This whole halacha that you need shishim riboy is someone who is the kari v'tani, explains Rashi, either in Chumash or Mishnayis. Aval man demasti is someone who teaches other people less leshura. He has no shir. So it comes out, as Ritva explains, the kari v'tani means a person either he learns Chumash or he learns Mishnayis. Not both, it's one or the other. The Ben Chanal also in Megillah Daf Chavtes says the same thing. That someone either learns Chumash, who knows how to read a pasuk, or he learns Mishnayis once in a while. That person is a Kari Vitani, and Echnami, you have to have Shishim Riboy by his Levayim. However, let's say someone teaches another person, less like Shuroi, and even above Shishim Riboy, there's always no Shir, and you always have to go to the Levayim. The Rashi and Tosfos bring down, what about someone who's Lakari Vleishani? Someone who does not learn, to never learn Mishnayis, the Amorit, never learn Chumash, what's his Shir? So bring down from the Shiltas, Rav Achoy going, and says the Kedri is, whatever it's Tzarech HaKfura, what's Tzarech HaKfura? That means 10 people that you need for the Kaddish and say Birch Tavelis. However, again, so there are 3 different levels. A person like Kari, like Tani, someone who knows no Mishnayis and never learned Chumash, for them the Gedur is 10 people. Someone who learns Chumash or learns Mishnayis, his Gedur is 600,000 people. A person who teaches others, his Gedur is Ein L'Shir, everyone has to go to be Malav him. This is one Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin in Ksubas. There's a second Gemara in Brachas and Daf Yud Ches and Aleph. The Gemara says, Kolaroi Ames, anyone sees a mace, not Malava, or even Issa like Rosh, you're making fun of a mace that you're going to ignore him. And how much is that? So the Rosh and Ben Yehuda says that's Dal Damas. So one Gemara that Yudzayim says, Mivat Ham Torah, Shishim Riboy, and it sounds like even you don't see it, and it sounds, don't say how far, and the Gemara Baruch of David Ches, it says, when you see a mace, how can you see it? You have to Malava it. Well, how far is Dal Damas? There's a third Gemara, Yerushalmi in Bakurim, in Perak Gimel, Halacha Gimel, that the Yom Shlomo B'Gzal Ksubas Daf Yud Zayin, the Mishnah over there is talking about a case by Bakurim that the people of Bali Umnis, the Halacha is that they do not have to stand up for the Rebbe, well, if it's going to be for the Uman. That's the Halacha. However, it says the Mishnah, Bali Umnis have to stand up for a person who's Isaac in the Mitzvah. And therefore, if someone's being in the Bakurim, they have to stand up in front of a person who is being Isaac in the Mitzvah. Says the Yerushalmi, that lav dafka by Bakurim is the Indian, you have to stand up for someone's oisik in a mitzvah, and you have to mevatel your work. Who didn't by being malav ha-meis? Loshen is, ilan de kaima kamei misa, those who stand in front of someone who's oisik in misa, loimin kamei misa an al kaim, not standing up in front of the meis, elo mekmei ilan de gamla chesed, the one who's being malav of the meis, they're standing up because the people being oisik in a mitzvah, they're standing up for the people being malav of the meis. So we have 3 Gemara, the Gemara Ksubas Tavi Zayin, Shishim Riboy, the Gemara in Brachas Tavi Ches, about Dal Lamas, and the Yishami, about a person has to stand up for the people carrying the mace. 3 different things. All 3 are brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and Simon, Shin Samach Aleph, and Yerodeo. And Sif Aleph brings down the Gemara Ksubas, that says the Gedarim, that if it's like Karev Loi Tani, Halach is 10 people. If it's Karev Tani, Shishim Riboy, if it's a Rebbe, it's Ein L'Shir, that's Sif Aleph. In Sif Gimel it says, Haroi is the mace, Ve'en Malavo, the din is like the Rosh, and you have to malav l'chol pachas dal damis. And so Dalit says you have to stand up in front of a person who is being malav ames. 3 different things. So the shell is, what difference is between the Gemara? What's the Gemara Ksubas? What's the Gemara Brachas? Basically, what's the Yishami? The Gemara Ksubas sounds like without seeing it, just knowing about it. And the Gemara Brachas sounds like Dafka seeing it. So Pesach Tshuva and Sin Samach Aleph and Sivkon Beis, he brings down the Yad L'Yo and Sivan and Dalit that says there's a difference. The Gemara and Ksubas and Daf Yud Zayin is talked about when you don't have all the Tzrachim. Then, the Inin, you have to mevatel your Torah. And that means, whether you see the Levaya, or even if you don't see it, you know there's a Levaya someplace at the other end of the city, you have to be mevatel your Torah and go to the other end of the city. And how far you have to melavo? Ada Kfura, says the Pesach Tshuva. The lach, as he said, is pasha. Pshita tzalcha voice at the kifroy till the kaver. Not after the alamis. The Gemara in Ksuba is talking about how far from lava till the kfura, and that's enough shishim ibli. The Gemara in Brachas, he said, that's talking about when you have the tzrachim, when you already have shishim ibli, or it's talking about loikai v'loitani, someone only has 10 people, you already has the tzrachim. That person, when you see it, when you see the levaya, you have to lava the alamis. So it comes out according to Yahuda Yad Elio, which is a tribute being zan aloko. A person who knows there's a levaya, this man is there, what does he have to do? He has to go to the levaya. If he's a person in the Kari Batani, which the Ramah says, some person Bizman Azeh is Kari Batani, some people have a Bizman Azeh, they do learn some Chumri Shamash Nais, and therefore Bizman Azeh Lechu, you have to go Mabat Torah, how much, any place in the city, and how far you have to Malava until the Kfuro. The Hudim, this is how it's brought down halacha, also in the Minchas Halos, in Chelk Aleph, says also a person has to malava until the Kfura. The Versaitan goes with this mahalach. The Chavetz Chaim and Avetz Chesed also, he says, how far you have to malava? He says the same mahalach, you have to malava until the Kfura. The Kfura itself is mesupik, if that's nichel, if you have to malach peri for it. But you have to go the whole pocket until the Kfura. So it comes out, manazer, it's very fair, what should a person do? The Minchas Halos already is, the Maiso. What should a person do? You can levav the Torah. You have something levayis in a big city. You're shlaim on pushing the levav levayis. You're not able to learn Torah. Torah matahelel. So one answer he says in the Chelek Aleph is don't find out. Don't ask. Don't ask people this levayis. If you don't know about it, you don't have to go. Or it's brought down in Yikud in the Chayyik in Yikud the Chayyik from Ar Lutzian Chacham Avot Shol that he said that you should never read the signs. Any signs you see up in yeshiva that could be it looks like maybe a sign about a levayis. Don't read it. If you read it, you're gonna have to go. And that's they always give people an answer. Don't read the signs and don't do anything. Don't try to find out. You don't have to go find out. But let's say you do find out. There's a ram call, they go around. Ram calls and you hear it. There's microphones and you hear it. Well, they might say, do you know about it? Do you have to go to Levaya? So it sounds like, again, according to Chavetz Chaim, according to Bishkek Chuvi, look, you have to go to Levaya. However, the minute you're still not the way, what's pshat, or the minute of the said, if so, everyone will be able to learn Torah the whole life. You can go to Levayas. A lot of after people Levayas go to Chasnas. It's simplest, you get invitations, everyone gets invitations, especially if you're a Rebbe or a Shiva, every night you have a chasno, and you're not going to be able to learn. Tell your master the Heila, what's going to happen with the Torah? Uhudin the Beis Shmuel, and Evan Ezra, and Simon Samachai says, and also when you're going to the Lacha, they have to battle Talmud Torah, before it tells Mace, Uhudin, Lachdos, Kala, says the Beis Shmuel, also just like by being Malav of the Mace, is Lav Dafka, through. Just if you see it, even with Yediyah, who did he say by Achas Kala? Same thing for Achas, no. If you know there's a Achas someplace in the city, you have to go see it. You have to go and Mesamech Lechos and Kala. You have to go Malav and Kala. So again, so we have Gdela Paiskim who certainly learned clearly that once you have the idea, you have to go to Levaya or go to the Chasma. Again, we have the Beis Shmuel on the Shulchan Aruch, the Pesach Tshuva, the Yad Eliyahu, who the Chavetz Chaim is Malach. Maisa, what do you do with the Minig Nachat that way? So there's one way to learn the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Mevatim Tam Torah Lotzayis Meis," is what we shouldn't bring down for the Yesh Mefarshim. That this whole Gemara is only Mishus. It's not a Chiyuv. It's Mishus. However, the Maskana of the Rishonim, Tosus, the Rosh, the Rit, for the Meiri, the Shitz around that says very clearly that's a Chiyuv. We pass the Loch Lemaisa to Mevatim Tam Torah is a Chiyuv, and the Loshon of the Shach is that Pirush Chayv Levatel Kenes Kima Paiskim. The Maskana of the Paiskim is that you have a Chiyuv Mevatim Tam Torah. So once you have a Chiyuv, what is there to do? So this Netziv has appeared on the Shilta, on the Rechoy Goyin, in Shilta Yud Dalad, and in Shilta Lama Dalad, in Sivkon Beis. He has different mahalach to explain the three Gemaras. Again, we have Gemara Ksubas, Gemara Brachas, and the Yishalmi. He says the Gemara Ksubas and Gemara Brachas are the same exact thing. Both of them are talking about when you don't have your Tzrachim. Not like, again, the Yad Liyav and the Pesach Tshuva, that Gemara Brachas talk about Yesh Lai Tzarekai, you already have Shishim Iboi. And Ksubas talk about Ein Lai Tzarekai. Says in the Tziv, they're both talking about when you ain't like Tzarekai. And what is the Chiyuv? When you see a Levaya, you have to Mevatel Talmud Torah. Only when you see a Levaya. When you Shiva, you know that Levaya across the street, you don't have to go. Only when you see it. Yediyah is not enough. The whole Chiyuv is not good when you see it, says in the Tziv. One of his values he brings down, he says, is the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi says, when there's Levaya, what happens? You have to stand up for the people in Malav and the Mace. Stand up, what do you mean? You have to go Malav it. You have to go walk it. I mean, you have to stand up for it. The saying standing up for it means when they already have the tzrachim. And the other two gemaras, Gemara Ksubas, Gemara Brachas, talking about when you don't have the tzrachim. And those two gemaras are the same thing. That what? That when you see a levaya, then you have to go malav it. If you're in yeshiva, you don't have to go to see it. You don't have to go to malav the mace. It's one afternoon the Nitziv says. another nafkmi, not according to him, is that when you go to Levaya, how much do you have to malava? He said the Gemara Baracha says that loyd l'rosh, and the Rishonim say l'pachas dal namis. The Leviya is not until the kever like the Chofetz Chaim. Leviya is only how much dal namis. The chiyuv to malava is dafka dal namis. That's when the tzibur says l'alocha. They want to say that again the chiyuv, I mean malava the mace or l'chlos kala, same thing. Is dafka when you see it, and dafka when you are dafka dal namis. Two machlokes.
What if the mace isn't moving? What if they give me a hesped? You have to wait for it.
So this whole Gemara is dafka talking about being malava the mace, lohitzia mace. Hesped in Siman Shimim Dalit in Yodea, there's no chiv unless either he's a nasi or a bezdin, or he's a observer between the Lord and Beit Medrash. Otherwise, go to Hesped, there's no chiv.
So if he's a Hesped, he doesn't
have to. He didn't seem malava, he did not bump into someone being malava the mace. There's no chiv yet, according to the tziv. So that is by, he says, normally observably by being malava the mace. Meister Beis Shmuel, who says by Kalo, that even by Yedir you have to go to the Kalo, he's come to argue the Chalitz Mechaikik. The Chalitz Mechaikik didn't have an Ezra, Simas HaMechai. He says also very clearly that the only time you have to Malav the Kalo is when? Dafka, when you see the Kalo. Not when you know there's a, when you know there's a Chasna, only when you see the Kalo. The Seichemet, in Avelis, in Tzadik Beis, he says, being on the Tziv, and says, Lalocha L'chua, the Tziv is right, he wants to go to the house and the Tziv, and only when you see Elavaya, then you have to go Malav it. And the Stechemet, the Merechat, Chosim, and Kalo, he brings down again the Tziv, and the Chalk, the Mechoykik, and he says, the Raya Brua, they're right. Why? Because look around, everyone gets invitations, and people don't go. And when they do go, they only go to the Chuppah, which is the Ikka, they go for the dancing. They're missing the whole Ikka of being Malav the Kalo. So he says, the Raya Brua, that the Tziv and the Chalk, the Mechoykik, is right. But as when you see it, you have the Chiyat, and the Mevat, you have no Chiyat, and the Mevat, before him.
I have now, at which point are you Mechoykik?
Exactly what the machalik is, but the ikkeluch was the chuppah walking down to the chuppah. And I saw they walk person the cow to the chuppah. Chosim. So it's machalik is, some pashas even more than shishimibo. This is shishimibo dach by levaya pashas. What? Every person gives extra covet. Machalik is in the sugya we had in Lexikalim. How much money by kala? But I think the pashas can say it in English here.
Actual walking down of it.
Exactly, to the lachnos the kala, thing in the kala.
When you stand on the side, she walks down, or you just go up? When
it gives a cover the fact that you're there. Not that from the view, just that. Another reason to be makel is the Shilas David in Yerdeo and Simon Shintam Aleph. Loshen was also nearly borrowed. It's posh to me that the whole Isser of being the whole chiyuv mevat ham Torah dafka when you pegay, when you bump into the person, however not when you turn a dafka to the Torah, but not again when you know there's a levaya or when you know there's a chasna. What? So the tziv is talking about even not learning. He says very clearly in the tzitzelias not learning. So the tziv is talking not for learning. Could be not for learning. And also in Pesachei Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch in Sefer Pesachei Halacha and Hilchos Ishus also says, "Same my chasno that you have no chiyuv to mevat ham Torah when you learn Torah only when you bump into it." Rav Sturmbach has a tshuva in Chalav Beis and Tshuvas Van Hoges. He also wants to say that Shitas Agro explained the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Samach Aleph. In the Kitta, we have two shitas. We have the shita of Machmir called the Chalitz Chaim or the Pesachei Tshuva, the Beis Shmuel, the Yad V'Yov. It says any yedir you have to go to the chasno and you have to melava adak for. And then you have the Makilim, the Tziv, the Chalitz Mechoykik, and the Rav Sturmbach, the Shulis David, Seichemet, and they say the gev is how much is only when you bump into it, and dafket, the chiv is that until Dal Damas, you want that also, but the chiv is the whole talk is Dal Damas. So Lachal, what should you do? Maite, my cloak is still a place on both sides. So the whole passage first, this Indian being Malava, Aikalo, or Chosikalo, Milava, Mace, that's only a Dindu Rabbanon. Rambam Perkidal Savelis says you mekayim mitzvah deraisa v'hapu lecha kamoicho. However, the chiyuv luchur is only a chiyuv by the chiyuv Rabbanon. So working with the Rabbanon. So the if of Yitzchak Zonnefeld and Simon Chaim and Simon Tov Eshud Machlokes, what should you do? As the words are, Semach the Makilim ain by Nidnan Aveiro. Anyone Semach the Makilim on the Tziv is no Nidnan Aveiro. Ravadi, if you Semach on upon it, don't worry about it. Tribus on August in the Chalav Beis Yitzchak Chaim Kanievsky. Why the Elam is Makel is out in the Tziv and he writes Kanira, it seems to be Makel's this reason. And Kanira, Minigus, the Chayisla does not go to all of Ayes nor Chasnas and Torah Matahela, if you do go to all of them, before, that's the reason why we are Makel. This is Ramosho and Archaim Chalav Beis that he writes this Machoikis, Chalkis Machoikis, and the Beis Shmuel by Chasnas story in Malachal Apalkis that if it's Dafka through Yediyah or through Re'iyah, when do you have to go to a Chasna, he says, However, the kuliyama, let's say you're at night, you're not doing anything anyway, not learning Torah, maybe not even working, then he says the kuliyama side of Shmuel, side of Halach Machlokes, you would have to go to the chasno. It would be mitzvah to go to the chasno. It doesn't seem to be the minig that way. So if we are exactly what the get is, according to Moshe, arguably, it sounds like that a person does not get an invitation, that just like the halacha is being malav the mace, if that someone was in the city as a chiv malav the mace, not someone outside the city, it sounds like from him, someone does not get an invitation to chasno, so he's nichol to get like outside the ear. He's afforded no chiv to go, not expected to go. Once not expected, who has no responsibility to go, and l'kuli al be fine not to go to a chasno.
What about all the yeshiva?
Everyone knows who the song is going up for. The people who feel offended, it's for them, and they have to go. Another smith, why can make why not to go to a levaya, to a chasno, is what's written on Licha Shleimo in Tfilo, in Perikyu Gimel. Shlomo Zalman says, they put up signs what time the levaya is going to be, or they give you an invitation what time the chasno is going to be, and whatever time it says, it's never that time. It's not for you. You have to move out of your time when to go to do the mitzvah. You move out of your time, it could be an hour and a half later or maybe earlier, which you come out never, but you only have to move out of your time to go to Malafa. You don't have to move out of your time because maybe within the next hour, hour and a half, there'll be the chasm levayo. That's another snip to be makele. Rav Strumbach has another reason to be makele, also because that it used to be in those days, anyone in the ear, there was one actus, one rav, assigned to the ear, there was one bezdin, there was one makim. As man of time is everyone has their own shtibel, their own shul, whether your own minion, whether it's Sfaradi, Ashkenazi, Mizrahi, whatever you are, everyone has their own group of people, and that makes itself everyone has a din like ear b'fnei atzmoi. So since everyone has a din of ear b'fnei atzmoi, therefore one person on the shul will have to go to your shul to that person's levaya because they have like a ear b'fnei atzmoi. It says, however, if someone's your own shul passed away, you have to go to the levaya because it's kind of your own ear. These are different sniffing to be makel and kind of chayisol to be makel. So again, it comes out one halacha again to be makel. We don't unless you bump into levaya. Another thing we're makel in is dafka. We have to go dafka not until the kfuah, even dal damas. Who passed in this way, and you look at all the wickets from all being the down side the sliyazer, side the netakabil, the beres balocha. No, different leakage form, the Alfie Yosef, all being done, that's something that's manazeh, that we don't go through any levayas. Let's say you drive in a car, and you pass by a levaya. That's fine. So there, kuliyama, you bump to levaya. What should you do? So, it's what in the Licha Shlomo and Tefillah Perek Gimel, that there, Shlomo Zalman says, if you're going to turn the car away and go away from it, you have a chiyav to get out of your car and go malava. You have a chiyav mamish, because here you have no heter, you bump to levaya, you have to go malava it. And he says, people are nichshol b'zeh, havi nichsholim b'zeh, nevadi, you have to go out of your car and come malavet.
No, it's your car.
What?
It's
your walk. He says, they told me to catch the car, let's say someone's driving, you have to turn away from it. If you're inside the car, maybe you're going with it, won't be a problem.
Is the car possession of Israel
with them? That's being malavet in the maze. Dal damas. Then we'll see how far when you can turn away, but dal damas.
What do you mean?
Dal
damas?
No.
Even that other guy who's driving the car is going to go with that, you have to
go out, he says. You can't turn away from levaya, you have to go malavet. Let's say you can't get out of the car, let's say in a bus, and bus driver won't open up because you'll get a ticket, well, what do you do? So the Geshe Chaim says that if the boss of the car is going, so brings down a thousand simulish and bays, that something is being heard because someone's being sitting in a someone's going as a din of a licha. He's talking about over there that someone is sitting in a car or a wagon over there and the wagon's going, so din is you don't have to wear a yarmulke if you're not going down lamas. So he says licha when the wagon's going, it's a din of a licha walking, as if you have a key to put on the yarmulke, even though you're sitting in a car or sitting in a wagon or in an airplane licha, you have a key to wear the yarmulke the whole entire time. So it then says the Geshe Chaim, if the car is going and you're going with it, so that itself is alicha, you're going with it. He still says that there's a hitter to stand up for, and still there's a hitter to stand up for the levaya, stand up in the car, stand up in the bus. However, he says, let's say the car is stationary, and then he says, Echanami, you have to stand up, you have a chiv to stand up. Why? And it says, Yishami, in Sef Dalet, that a person who is sleeping in Malav the Meis, you have a chiv to stand up for it, you have to stand up. The Be'emotion, Chaladal, Soysim and Tadachet, says the same thing. Also, when you see levaya, you still have even on the Rishus. In your own house, you see the light out of the window. So let's say, whatever reason you're not going down to go malavit, you have to stand up in front of them. Why do you shalom? You have to go stand up in front of a person who's being malavit the mace. The Sheva Kalsi Michal Dalad and some Rish Pei Dalad, he wants to argue on this concept and say that some things are shus acheres, in different shus, there is no inyan to stand up in front of it. Like the whole inyan, you have to stand up in front of a person Oisik B'mitzvah is aware from a Rebbe. We see by Bikurim that they did not stand up for Rebbe, but they stood up from Oisik B'mitzvah. Right? But Rebbe, there's another Rishus you don't have to stand up for. So if you want to tie in another Rishus, you would not have to stand up for someone who's being Oisik in carrying a the mitzvah or being Malav the Meif. So if you want to tie in a hood in a car, you want to tie in an oil, a zarek, loishmer oil, that's dark in the ear, however in the earth, he brings a lachmishner on the ground, he wants to tie in a shmer oil, they even want to say it's Rishus HaCheres, therefore you won't have to be stand up in the malavo even when the car is on the, even inside a car. So we have machlokes, what exactly do when you're inside a car? So the Zalman says you have to keep your out, and some say it's that you have to either stand up, and some say it's Rishus B'fnei Atzmoi. Now, until when do you have to stand up? Again, you have to go down. Don't make it, you won't go down. Right, then, let's say you have Shishim Riboy, let's say the Amaratim and they have either 10 people. There's still no halacha, you have to stand up. Yeah, it's a sniff. Well, it's a tzirif. The Iker is important, the tzirif the person will bring down. He himself brings down the tzirif. He brings down a bunch of reasons. He has 6-7 reasons, 3 different tzirifs. Until how far you have to stand up? Again, according to Machmim, you have to go until the Kfura. According to Mekilim, the Cholapach is Dal Damas. Now you walk Dal Damas. Can you turn away and walk away or not? So, let's clarify. When you stand up, Yishami says you have to stand up for a person who is being Oisik in the Mitzvah. What getter is the person who is being Oisik in the Mitzvah does he get? The getter of a Tamil Chacham, the getter of a Tamil Chacham is, when he passes by, then Dal Damas, you have to stand up. When he passes by, you can sit down. Or the getter of a Rebbe Lubbock, a lot is, Ashis Alam and Ayin, until you don't see him anymore. What is his getter? So the Geshe HaChaim writes that where is the Makar again that a person stands up for someone being Oisik in the Mitzvah? The Makar is that from the Bali Umnis would not stand up for a Rebbe Mover when the Oisik in the Umman, however they would stand up for someone Oisik in the Mitzvah. So we see that someone Oisik in the Mitzvah is better than a Rebbe Mover. It's a higher level. Therefore says the Geshe HaChaim, how far do you have to stand up? You have to malavin them, but you have to stand how far until you cannot see them anymore. Cannot see what? The malavin. People malav the mace, you stand by Shiva Smear, and people keep it going. You cannot leave, he says, until you see the malav pass by, until they're all gone. If not, the chiv di shami didn't stand until like Rebbe Mover. That's how the Chumas and Hungers, the Shtumach, Chayotel, and the Chapkilo, you should wait until you cannot see the malav anymore. However, on the other side, the Sicilias and the Netta Gavril, they say it is a getter of like a Tamil Chacham. And the Makar is a Shevi Yehuda, and Miskeret HaShulchan, the Kulipani, the Sefer inside, what his reason is. The mice, they say the getter is like a Tamil Chacham, and once the Malavim passed by you, then you can go and you can go back already. There's no Kiev anymore. Once the Malavim passed by you, you can turn away from the. Once you did your Dalamas, you stood there, you waited for the Malavim to pass by, you can go back already. However, it's still worked down in the Svarim that the Minigal Olam is, even those who are Mekel and say the Ikar Lof is, once the Malavim passed by you, the meaning is you wait till you don't see the mace anymore. Not you wait till the Malavim passed Dalamas, not you wait until. No, you don't see the malavim anymore. The minute you wait till you can't see the car or the mitzvah itself, you can't see the mace anymore. What is the reason? So Stechan brings this down. One time he says he does not know the reason. The other time he says he found the reason from the Chaskuni that says that when you malava a person, a chai, how far you have to malava him? You walk him, and then you wait till you cannot see him anymore. He says, just like the chai, you wait till you can't see him anymore. Who did the mace? You wait till you can't see him anymore. Therefore, the Chaskuni says that the minute it comes from, you should wait till you cannot see the mace anymore. And like Yosha, Talmud Tshuvas Hadeshin says, this Rebbe Tshuvas Hadeshin, that was the minute he waited, so he cannot see any more of the mace. Then he went away.
Are you chayiv if you never saw the mace to begin with? You only saw the back 100,000 people? Or whatever, you feel
like... Well, luckily you have to stand in front of them anyway, before you can...
Right, but...
Before you can turn away, once you... So. If you don't see them, according to this...
You don't have to, do you have to join? According to people, you have to join. You have to join if you didn't see the mace.
Oh, you have to malava them.
Yeah. You have to malava them, but...
No, you have to malava the mace.
Yeah.
Well, pricing not machalik, you might never see the mitzvah itself.
Yeah, you see the
It sounds like you see the whole procession. It sounds like... It sounds like you see the procession, you have to go join the procession.
At the beginning, you could stop.
Yeah, sounds like... So Maisa Bizmanazer, the minig is again that we wait until we don't see the meat anymore, that's brought on the Abi Yosef, the Yomi, Kudachai, Natagavir, Mesparasham, all the Likas from Bizmanazer will say we wait until we can't see the meat anymore. Even though Ashtumba, when Geshe HaChaim says the Chachila, you should wait, you cannot see the Malachim anymore.
Mesharmi says after I'm not thinking of the mace,
Standing on the penal code of Gamble
Hazard.
Right.
So what is the Kantian mission over there?
Right.
Standing up in the Gamble Hazard.
Right. So again, according to the Geshe-Haim says it's not the Kantian Lam anymore because they're going Gamble Hazard. For this reason. The Mekilim says the Yetzer, the Gavil is saying we mean once they pass by you. Once they pass by you, never we have no more Disham anymore. A new Chumro, Stam, Chumro, until we don't see the Mace anymore, just like Bayachai, the Imlav of the Chai. A new Din, nothing to do with Disham. The according to this, unless it's outside, according to this, the Kulas, the Mekilim, if it knows that they need Dalamas, you can leave already. Because the law of the Dalamas and pass by, that's a din of a Tamachachim. The Yishalmi, when it's brought down, so Mechav passes like it, so the Taz says, Lav Dafka, is it for the Dafka of the Kurim? And is it Dafka for being Malava Mace? His Lashon is, Hudin for all mitzvahs. Every mitzvah, you have to stand up for anyone who's being oisik in the mitzvah. Nechei Mashbe, Kam Nekdushin, because the Gemara down, that you have to stand up for any mitzvah person being oisik in. And if you look in the Kiveg over here, says, if Chen calls to the Rav in the Mishnayis in the Kurim, you look in the Rav Mishnayis, he says, besides the case of the Kurim, he says, who didn't bring Malava Mace? And instead, a third case, a lot of when you, by Bris Mila, when you bring the child in by Bris Mila, besides standing by the Mila itself, which the Ramah himself says, however, you also stand once the Ekfata, bringing in the child, he's being Oisik in the Mitzvah, you have to stand also for the person bringing in the child. The Rav Mishnai says, Tereshalavadiyah says the same thing, and Kivegan, Reis HaVachain, Hilchus Mila, being down, the Rav La'alokha, that you have to stand by Kvat, from Kvat and onwards.
The person being the child or the tunic?
Person who's being in the tunic.
He's standing for the tunic?
He's standing for one of the Isaac in the mitzvah, not for the tunic.
What's he doing?
Well, that's the Dimian. Before we get to what exactly he's doing, but the Dimian is just like he's standing for the one who's been carrying the mitzvah, or being Malava. Who do you stand for the person by Bikurim, who's bringing in the Bikurim? Who do you have to stand for the person who's bringing in the tinnik? For the person, going Mechasa. That's what he's standing for, the person,
why,
not for the tinnik.
Why don't you say Chuppah?
Why do you stand by Chuppah? Yeah. Well, first of all, maybe it's time that the Lapos can say you have to stand by Chuppah anyway, the Melech and Kala. The Melech anyway, maybe. But the Abiyah Omer, when he brings down this Rav, he says, who did the Kala? He said, Echami. In Chelitald. Ebenezer, in Mechasa, I think. So who would in the Kala? Same thing.
So why doesn't let him stand?
We do. When they walk down, let him stand up. So the Isaac and the Mitzvah getting married. If you in all the Sfadi places, and the Jews all the Sfadim, they say the minute gets down for the whole Chuppah until then the Shere Brachas. They clear how far. That's if Yehoyim says, he locked it 30 for Svarim, it says you have to stand, and he argued how far, the all Shere Brachas, how far into Shere Brachas, but the Sfadim stand. That's what he says. I don't know. But he says that they stand Kappa for this reason through the whole entire Kappa. Yeah, but still, you raise. So we still see some Oisik Limits, so you still have to stand up for them. According to the Bar Moshe, yeah, certainly. He says even the Bar Moshe still have to stand up. He says clearly, in your own house, you have to stand up for them. According to the Shev Kossi, maybe not. But the B.O.M. says in the Shuvah, that's the reason why the Sfadim says stand up until after the Chuppah, until after Shere Brachos. For that reason, Gufo. Now, again, we mentioned already, Machalik is how far you have to stand up as a Gedev, a Tamachachim or Rebbe, meaning until you don't see him anymore, or until you pass your Shus. What about Mechilas? Mechila help. The person says you can sit down or not. So, one, in Exubat Avizayin says, Tamachachim, Mechila helps. Mashenkein, a Melech, Mechila does not help. What about in this case, being Oisik B'mitzvah, Spemach Nekdushin and Daflam Gimel, he brings down the Rav and Mekurim, he says that Mechila does not help, Dafka Torah, Torah Dileihu, it's your Torah. However, Mitzvah is not yours, being Oisik in the Mitzvah is not yours, therefore Mechila does not help, you cannot be Meichel. So it comes out that Imam is a Chumar, you can't be Meichel, according to the Geshe Chaim, until Mechal Menayim. So what about other cases? A person, let's say, is walking to Yeshiva, he's walking to go learn, walking to go daven, you have to stand up for him. He's walking to go do chesed. You have to stand up for him. So the Mesef Mishmeres Halevi in Bechayis and Semenyot, he tells him he's going to go do a mitzvah. It's only a hechsher mitzvah ba'alma, and a hechsher mitzvah in echnami you do not have to stand up for. So the shaila is why did I do bismillah? So Kedusha answers Shem on in the Mishnah of Bikurim Perigimel. He is on the Rav, and he says he argues on the Rav for this reason. He tells by Bikurim there's a mitzvah specifically to go bring the Bikurim. By Malav the Mace, the Chidah Abadim specifically to go Malav the Mace. However, what is the mitzvah to go bring the Tinner? If he wants to argue on the Rav, that's what the Kedusha answers Shem says. However, the Halacha, the early Achronim, and the Paisim Dan Azer, being down by Mili, do stand up to Shur Knesset Gerdo, the Rebbe Kiveger, the Marit, the Beke Yosef, the opening down Halacha, you do stand up for a child. Shall why do you stand up for a child? Could be maybe to answer, so I fear, but it says in Simon Tavka from Malach, in Archaim, that by the 9 days, you cannot wear Big Day Shabbos during the week. However, the Balak Ris, you can wear Big Day Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham, who else can wear Big Day Shabbos? The one who does Kvata, the one who brings in the child. Nisbir, what exactly is he doing? He's bringing a child in to go to do the bris milah. So it sounds like there's a mitzvah in bringing in a child. Not that is a hechsher mitzvah, there's a mitzvah in and of itself. Maybe like the Aruch Shulchan says, that bringing a child is bringing in the ketores. That's why we know a tzaddik can only be a tzaddik once, not more, just like a kohen can only be makir ketores one time. So within, the Aruch Shulchan says, bringing in the child, it didn't bring mahalak the ketores, bringing in the ketores, bringing makir the ketores. So it could be there's a mitzvah in the mitzvah in and of itself of bringing in the child. What exactly the mitzvah is, I'm not sure. But Maisa, if there is such a mitzvah, it would be very good. Something that's the etzim mitzvah, you would have to stand up for. Something that's not etzim mitzvah, only etzim mitzvah, you won't have to. What do the person who's going to shul, carrying his talis, carrying his tefillin, that he's holding the mitzvah itself to go? Yishlayim also, maybe more reason to stand up, but who is only etzim mitzvah again? Yishlayim.
No, so he
brings a pasuk, because the special mitzvah is to go bring it.
That mitzvah
is
only the best to make.
But the kind of mitzvah by walking, you know, chiyuv is a mitzvah. The walk itself is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, not chiyuv. It's a kiyum. That itself is a mitzvah. Not actually a mitzvah. Because how far you go, then what's as chayapsiya? It could be the chayapsiya itself, and not only the after shabbat. So if you get any time you need beer, now you have to close the beer.
How do you get there with
short and if no one pastors knows that the father told you, so you can tell people, stand up, stand up. What?
You don't see the
damage. The beer needs beer. Another case, again, back to what we started from the beginning, is what to do exactly by the case of tzedakah. That people go around and collect tzedakah, okay, we have stand up either because when you give tzedakah, you have to give it out in company of Shechino, because tam is in any mitzvah you stand up for. But the Pesach Teshuva brings down that just like you have to stand up by Bikurim and by Milo and by Milan Meis, who didn't coach our mitzvahs, so Pesach Teshuva, what? By tzedakah. So it comes there out, these gabayim tzedakah will go around collecting tzedakah, you have to stand up. How far? According to the Geshe Chaim, until he can see them anymore. According to the Mekilim, Net Gavil, until he leaves you with Shus. But that itself is hard. It comes with the Dalam, until he leaves you with Shus. But how far you have to stand up? I mean, you have a Chid to stand up. So what exactly? What is the reason for Mekil? I asked Byron David tonight, Tom Jackson, he goes around. I asked him, I was a strike, and L'Khoi, I believe, listen to Eber. He says, no, but if I have to go to the Stalker, if I have a right to go in, he says, he knows the Shiloh, he knows the Isl, the Ashur, he doesn't remember the Teretz. But it's a Shiloh. Sorry?
Who?
So I didn't mean to say by Torah. First of all, there's all these cases I'm talking about Isaac by Torah. I mean, stop it, stand up. All these cases. Great, you have to stand up to someone who's... Yeah, anyone going with... Yeah, anyone with Isaac in the Mitzvah, you have to stand up for. And you have to not Torah for that.
I'm not
thinking about him. Because that's
being
Mitzvah Veda. No, Ani is when you give it to him. You have to give him. He's not asking the mitzvah. Ani's not asking the mitzvah. No, my grandma's not.
I'm not moving this.
Yeah, but Torah is not asking the mitzvah. Torah, but asking the mitzvah, part of the mitzvah, still cooked me Torah. So here, what are you learning? So you have to stand up.
If I didn't understand anybody doing a mitzvah,
he's got to stuck on
you. If your mother's cooking supper and she's going to the chasher, so you can't sit down in the kitchen. If anyone's doing anything for anyone else,
so,
I'm doing something for the yeshiva.
So the Abigail says that it depends what his kavanah basically is. If you're going around at mitzvah shabbat, then echlam, if you're doing it because you want schar for it, then echlam is not doing his mitzvah. You won't have to have oisik mitzvah also. Depends what your kavanah is. That's a get of oisik mitzvah. Similar
with chesed.
You get the percentage, if you're doing it, what his kavanah is for the money, not what was kavon to talk in aggregate of plan. Just kavon is only for the money.
But
in the mishmor they bring down the Mogav Ram, the tongue is kavon.
I see
someone there. Oh, shayla. Same shayla. Again, it's not clear. So Shmuel had a shiur about stalking specifically in the Chelik Dalet. She was in August. And he says, the reason why I don't stand up, because it's a constant thing, but stock is tadr, bisman is it. And on those times, I assume it was tadr also, I'm not sure why Sfitun don't say that, yeah, yo. And then he says, maybe stand up for them, gabe tzok, because they're balamayishim, you stand up for them anyway, end up tzok, beer, tzokin. Maybe it's last if you don't stand up. I know what the last is, stand the whole time, learn to stand, I don't know. If it's hard. Sorry? Fine, whenever someone comes, you stand.
You can't,
so you take eight classes.
Yeah.
So how much? You have to do it wrong with eight classes. That means when you say I can't stand, you have to stand. So we're exactly what the gather is. So again. Another din buying Malav the Mace is there any Indian or Milo to carry the mitzvah itself? See, by the way, is people try to carry the mitzvah. So what if it's because of a Lashem, or any Sakano, or any Issa, Benam Chaleroi, what if there's no one to carry the mito? However, let's say without that, is there Milo Nach, Shasheva, Kalsi, Chelgalov, he brings down Rashi in the Parakas, Nafi Zayin, and Beis, and he says, Rashi says, the reason why the different people are carrying the mito, Shekain Derech, Shemeshafim, Lossais, Levi Shakol, Chokson, Lisklis, Boy, this is Chos to carry it. The special Chos in carrying the mito. Chos, as far as why the special Chos in carrying the mito, because you're doing a mitzvah with the guf, loved after just being loved, you're carrying it yourself. But Maisa, he says in the truth, he is otherwise you understand. But he basically says, if that is a mitzvah on the mitzvah of carrying the mitzvah itself. As Sukkum was mentioned until now, that giving a stucco, a person should give with his right hand, even if you're left, you give with your right hand, when you give, you should also give it standing up. Went to go be malava mace, so the ikr, the two shitas. One sheet of the machmirim is you have to, when you know anyone in the city, you have to go malav the mace, or any kalo, you have to go malav them, and you have to go ad kfura the whole time. And you, that's machmirim. The makilim hold, taket, only when you see a levaya, or only, and it's only dal damas. That's when you see a, being malav a kalo, so in the likas shlomo, in Frank Gimel, Shlomo Zalman says, that means you have to stay through the whole entire chuppah. You can't leave the whole chuppah. He means you have to stay through the whole entire time. What? So, my thing is, we make what about calling a car? If you call in the car, you have to go out in the car and go to Malava. If the car is just lifting Atzma, not to Machlokes, how far you have to stand when you stand in front of Oisik B'mitzvah? It seems to be Machlokes to get over Tam Chochem or get over every mover, meaning Anshis Alman Ayin, or until he passes by you. But the halacha is to stand in front of all mitzvahs, Sai by Bikurim, Sai Malav Meis, Hudim by Milo, and so be exactly what the Gedder is. When a person give a stalker. So one of the things that you usually give for is schutz of a nifter and a teres with an ishmas. So they give stalker either for the yeshiva, give svarim. So is there any milo, any Indian to write in front of the sefer ilu and ishmas, the name of the nifter, the name of the teres? Is there any milo? By giving stalker, stamazoi, when you give stalker, so there already there's Ramon in Simon Reish Memtes, but giving stalker for yourself, is any Indian to put your own name on the building or when Mishpacha's name, Sulaiman and Shimon Reis Memtes brings down a Rashi and Shuva that says, "Mikol Malkum Yishem Makdis Dovel Let's Do Let's Stalka Mutaloi Sheyichta B'Shmoi Lava Sheyloi There's a Karen V'Roy Lassus Kain." It's mutter to write something your name on the building and V'Roy Lassus Kain. Something you should do. The Amos calling a Rashi, but it's fit. It's the right thing to put your name on the building. Why? The call the Rashi is why you have a schus to do it, and why then make other people to give more money. What about Stam a safer you not to put your name in? You only put the name of the nifter, any svar to write the name. What's the svar to write the name? So there's a sefer Shut Mariaz Enzel and Simitalik Zion. He says Ain Loy Shachar Klal. There's no reason, no point to write the name of the nifter and the teres. What's the reason? It's Klapei Shmaya. They know you gave them that schos. Why don't you write the name of the nifter and the teres? To write it's Davazor. It's strange. It's no reason. The Shemaim knows the emes. They know God in the schos. And writing the name is meaningless. The Shevik Olsen Chalakdal says the same thing. He got these moistim that says when you do give a sefer or a building for a nifter and a teres, he said you say pepeh, not belave, because even though Klapei Shmaya they know you're lave, however you still say pepeh. However, he still says to write the name of the nifter and a teres, he said there's no point. However, you look in the Swarm and Yeshiva, Loi Nogu Kain, we do write the name of the nifter and a teres, and the Chalakdal, Navas Chesed, Chalakdal, Perek Tazvov, Nagor, he says, klachayad, he says, when you do, he's telling a person, what should he do with his money? Should not make a nice matzeva and put flowers or designs and spend a lot of money. He says, what? Give svam to yeshiva. And he says twice, and write the name of the nifteris inside. He says, write the name inside. He doesn't explain why, he leaves it as is. Put in his girl, maisa, why? The maisa, what is the point? Papa Shmaya, you know the endless. So the story is basically this, Rashba, the Ramah, that when a person sees his own name on a sefer, he wants to give more. It's mechayev person to give more, because he gets covered, whatever, even though it might be shallow to cover, but it gets covered out of it, and makes other people give tzedakah. When you see your zeda, your karev, any person you gave a sefer for, the name, the neshama, the name of the nifter, the terrorist inside, the maaseh, you feel more of a shaychus, you want to give, it feels better, you won't forget about it years later, 20 years later, still see the same name. For some odd reason, it gives people cover, they feel good about it. Why? It needs to be a why, but the maaseh, people still feel, and when it makes you feel good about it, and other people see it, oh, it's close to nifter, nifteris, I'll do the same thing. It makes people give more money to tzedakah, makes them give more swam to yeshiva. Even though you might say, klapei shmaya, there's no milo to it, fine, there's no milo. But the milo is what the Ramah says, v'roi lasis kain, is why, then it makes people give tzedakah. The Nekudas HaKesef, of course, Lashon HaRashba, at the end of it he says, that you have right to put your name inside, there's a Karan Toiv al mitzvah, l'toyach delas l'oitzei mitzvah, and it opens up, makes people give tzedakah. Why? It makes people give, not only your own name, but even other people's names. That's the way we write even the nifter and the teres, because people feel good about it. Why do they feel good? Tzedakah be able. Eventually they do, makes people give tzedakah. The Seif's man, after Chodesh Adar passed already, so to do things, to make a person learn, L'chor you can do the same thing. Roy Lassikin, even though it's covered and it's shallow, however, says Amar, you should go do it. Go do it. Put in the name, go do something. A person, to make himself learn. There are different ways to make yourself learn. You can go, same thing L'chor, go after covered. When you learn a good day, go to your friend and tell him, you know what, I had a good day today, I learned to put in 3 hours with my Seder. Who did, when your Chavish come over to you and ask you, and tell you, no, give him a cover, I saw you learned Gevaldik today, I saw you Geschmack today. When you go do that to your roommate every day, tell him you learned Geschmack, the one day he doesn't want to go learn Geschmack, he doesn't want to be my Seder, he'll be there. Why else call it? And says, Roy lost this game. Even though it's Shloi Lishma, Shloi Lishma, and Saif yourself, you should try to Mechazik yourself, the service man, and try to give yourself cover. Roy lost this game. Who then you can look upon other, you should do for all your chaverim and try to give them covered and make them chazik them the royal asses came. In fact, it was Shlomo Shmo, Vav Shmo.